May 9th, Psalm 119, verses 33 through 40.
Hey, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding, that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things, and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life.
Give me life, Mike Bullmore. God's Word regularly celebrates its own power in the life of the believer. See, for instance, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 to 11, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Psalm 119 is in itself an extended catalog highlighting the power and effectiveness of God's Word. Nearly every verse in this longest of the Psalms speaks of something God's Word can do in the life of the believer. One of the most consistent refrains in Psalm 119 is that God's Word gives life. The psalmist repeatedly implores God, "Give me life according to your word." Two of those requests show up in this particular stanza. What is this life that the psalmist so desires? It is the fullness of what we were made to experience in relationship with God. The human soul is hungry for that fullness. The problem is that, in our fallen state, we are inclined to seek satisfaction elsewhere. But there is no life in those other places. As Augustine so famously said to God, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." True life is found only in God, and God gives us that life through His Word. I think of the time when Jesus was teaching a crowd about His being the bread of life. That message was hard for people to understand, and many of them began to depart. Jesus turned to His disciples and asked, "Will you go away too?" Peter, in a moment of Spirit-inspired brilliance, said, "Lord, where else would we go? You have the words of eternal life." John chapter 6, verses 66 through 68. Peter did not mean that Jesus simply spoke about life. Peter had come to understand that Jesus was God and that in Him was life, and that this life had been mediated to him and the other disciples through Jesus' words. The primary theme of Psalm 119 is that the believer feels devotion for God's Word because he understands what God's Word is and what it can do in his life. Verses 33 through 40 show, in particular, God's desire to give us life through His Word. Every verse in this stanza is a request, a prayer. May these prayers become our prayers as we open God's Word. Give me life.